should have mentioned in the announcements that this afternoon we have, I had arranged for that film, one that we saw in Pasadena, on the refresher program, dealing with the subject of seatbelts, to have that this afternoon. And by coincidence, Mr. Armstrong sent to all the churches a videotape of a Bible study that we had in Pasadena not so long ago. So we're, and that's a full Bible study, which is an hour and a half by itself, and the film's 27 minutes. So we tried to figure a way to do, handle it, and thought about leaving the Bible study for another time. But this afternoon we're going to try, after the Bible study, we'll start at 3 o'clock, and we'll do both of them. We'll just go a little longer today, and because I have to get the film back, and the Bible study we could show later, but we're all here together, so we'll try to show it while we're all together. If there's any problem, we have alternate plans, and we'll be able to rescue the situation. But in talking with a number of people around the church area, I have found that the subject of the what is called the place of safety has come up many a time, and I found that there is some misunderstanding or lack of understanding about the subject. And it is an important subject in the church, and it's one that usually the old-timers have heard a great deal about. Back in the 60s in the church, it was very commonly known in the church and discussed, and many times it would come up and be talked about. But lately in the church, and I say lately, I'm talking about the last 15 years, it hasn't been discussed quite as much. My wife and I were in England in about 1966, and there was a special Sabbath service there. I'd been transferred to England after my second year of college, and we got to see Mr. Herbert Armstrong occasionally over there, fairly often, and he would come through and talk about, you know, speak and so on. And we didn't see Mr. Ted Armstrong quite as often. And on one Sabbath, they happened to both be in England at the same time, and my wife and I were stationed up in Scotland, and by some circumstance, I think we were talked about being transferred, or I forget exactly the circumstance. But anyway, we were down in Bricket Wood, and it was quite a treat for everybody in England to have both Mr. Ted Armstrong and Mr. Herbert Armstrong there at the same time. Mr. Armstrong was traveling on his in England, but Mr. Ted Armstrong had just returned from visiting Jordan and Petra and had been there with Mr. Norman Smith. Mr. Norman Smith at that time was in charge of the broadcast going out, the radio broadcast, and he was there. And he wrote an article for the Good News magazine back in about 66 entitled, We Fled Petra, which was because of the great difficulties that were there and the hot, climate and the lack of amenities that were in the area. He wrote about how difficult it was. Well, Mr. Ted Armstrong had the sermon in the morning. And in the morning, he got up and he talked about the difficulties with the physical place of Petra. And he began to talk about it, the heat, the problems, the water, the lack of amenities, the lack of circumstances. And up, all that time, it had been common knowledge in the church, the subject of that I'm going to discuss today. Now, Mr. Armstrong was there, and Mr. Ted Armstrong gave the physical problems of Petra in the morning sermon. And that Armstrong got just anything like this. Mr. Armstrong got up. His son had said in the morning about, well, maybe there's physical problems, but it's this. And it was, we and Brick and our eyes were all, hadn't seen anything quite like that, because there were indications in Scripture. Mr. Armstrong said, the Scripture says places to be, as it's called in the Bible. After that, Mr. Armstrong had many overseas openings. He began more and more throughout more and Mr. Ted Armstrong was responsible for things in his absence. There were many consequences of that. There were many problems. But one of them was less was said about it until finally it got to the place where it ruled as unsophisticated, impractical, foolish. It got to the point where it was rated to stellar place in our shoes, flat irons and bustles. Just got to be pushed right out the door. And I found that many people coming into the church now have never seen any biblical backup on the subject, have never seen what the Bible has to say about it and why the church would even consider such a strange idea as a place of safety. Where did the church ever come?